Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, my name is Angie Danarovich. I'm a service coordinator with AmeriHealth. I had a question regarding a participant.
Mm-hmm. Can I have that participant's first name?
First name is Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-A. Last name is Byers, B-Y-E-R-S.
Yes, and how can I assist you with Ms. Byers?
I was just checking if they were planning on adding her to the missed shift report before I submit my part of it. I just didn't want them to show up later since she's been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks.
Let me see. Can you confirm with me which date that was? Oh, the 17th.
Yeah, she went in on the 17th, and
yeah,
she's still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, caregiver is not clocked in and out. So, yes, that makes sense.
Okay. I have till Wednesday to submit my report. Do you know when they generally will add them?
Normally when the participant is discharged, the caregiver takes a picture of the front page of the discharge paper that gives us confirmation that they are discharged, and we just resume services.
Okay, so I shouldn't expect it on the missed shift report then? You don't?
No, nope. Just once the patient, when she's discharged home, then the caregiver or the participant normally give us a call to let us know, and we just get confirmation that, you know, there is, you know, verification that she was discharged from the top page of the discharge.
Okay, just checking. Most agencies do it differently. We get a report for each time shift that's missed. So just wanted to confirm that. You haven't worked with you folks before. So yeah, I just was checking.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You're
Have
welcome.
A good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.